Remarks of the President, St. Joseph, Missouri, 8 October, 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great deal of pleasure that I proudly present to you the President of the United States. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'm always glad to come here to St. Joseph, and I certainly appreciate this welcome. Like old times, makes me feel like I'm running for something out in Missouri. I want to pay a special tribute to the Pony Express Band, although it was pretty hard to hear what they were doing over there while you were cheering me. And I'm very anxious to have you send a Democratic delegation to Washington. I'd like to see you elect this young man, Robert O. Richardson, to the Congress. And of course, you're going to send Stu Symington to the Senate. And for governor, you know Phil Donnelly. He doesn't need any comments from me because he made a good governor once and he will again. Now this year, the Democratic Party has two of the best candidates who have ever run for president and vice president, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. I understand that the governor will be here tomorrow and that you'll have a chance to take a look at him and listen to him, and you'll like him just as I do. They are men of peace who have worked with the organization which is the world's best hope for peace, the United Nations. They are trained in the arts of peace. Stevenson and Sparkman also understand that the prosperity of this nation rests on the welfare of all groups, farmers, laborers, and white-collar workers, and not just on the special interests. The Republicans are trying to make you forget the terrible shape the country was in when they were last in power. I have here a photostat of a page from the Kansas City Star of December the 22nd, 1932. And the headline, as those up front here can see, reads, "Hogs Rally to $3 Level." 1932. It's on December the 22nd, hogs had rallied to $3 level. Yes, they were coming back. They'd been down. They went up. They were going up 30 cents a hundred when this was put out. Imagine that. Hogs rally to $3. They were going from lights to 100, 130 to 160. You people in St. Joe understand what they mean by that, and so do I. 270 to 290. Lightweights, 275 to $3. Heavyweights, 290 pounds and up, 270, 285. Now, those were great times, if you remember. That was the Republican notion of a real honest-to-goodness price rally, going up 30 cents a hundred to $3. Wasn't that something? I'll say it was. Well, if you want to get that back again, why, vote the Republican ticket. That was their idea of a proper Christmas present for the Corn Belt farmers back there in 1932. No wonder some farmers in those days found it more profitable to burn their corn for fuel than to feed it to hogs. I just can't imagine hogs rallying to $3. I was somewhat interested in myself because I had some hogs at that time. We've come a long way since 1932 over the bitter opposition of the Republicans who fought every measure to improve the conditions of the farmer. Farm incomes are up, farm ownership is rising. Farm prices are firmly supported. Electricity has helped to take the drudgery out of the life of the farm. You know, the reason I'm emphasizing the farm so much in this neighborhood is because St. Joseph and Kansas City and Omaha depend absolutely on the prosperity of agriculture for their own prosperity. It's kind of hard sometimes to make these economic royalists in charge of these newspapers believe that. Prosperity, my friends, though, is not confined to the farm. I have a clipping here from the St. Joseph News Press of September the 28th with this headline. Says business is looking up all over the country. Reports of good business broke out all over this week. The retailers talked a record Christmas. Industrial operations were close to their best 1952 figures, and some in high spots in places that hadn't had them before. Their article starts out with these things that I've been reading to. Then it goes on to state, industrial operations were close to their best. 1952 figures. Some hit a new high spot. Salesmen's order books were well filled. Employment was high. Some industries were looking for more workers. Now, my friends, all the scolding and screaming the Republicans have been doing in this campaign will never live down the fact that your pocketbooks are doing fine. And you know that just gripes the Republicans to death. They hate to see the country prosperous under the Democrats. And they've been that way for 20 years. Now then, what I'm trying to do is to convince the people in this country that they have had the best situation that's ever faced the country for the simple reason that there's been a fair distribution of the income of this country. The laboring man, the farmer, the little business, and the big business have all had their fair share of the profits and the good things of life. Now that's not Republican doctrine at all. I'm trying to prove to the people that the country's not going to the dogs. It's on the way up. And it's going to continue on the way up if you have the right sort of policymakers back in Washington. That's the reason I'm out in this campaign. I have been in elective public office for 30 years. And I've had a fight for every office I ever had, and I never had one I wanted, but when I got it, I didn't let them take it away from me. I want to show the people of this country that I'm grateful for what's been done for me. I've had everything politically that a man can ask for. And I'm not like some of these birds. I'm not going to run out on the party that made me. I'm going to be a Democrat till the day I die, and I'm going to fight for the Democratic Party as long as I live. Now, if you want to continue the country in its present great day prosperous condition, vote for your own interests in November. You know, you're the people, are the government. You have the say as to who shall be in power in all the offices which run the government from the city, the county, the state, and the nation. And when you don't exercise your franchise, you've got nobody to blame but yourselves when you get bad government and you get just what you deserve. Now, what I'm urging you to do is to get up early on November the 4th, go down to the polls and get that ticket and look at the top of the Democratic ticket where that round circle is, put a cross in it and put it in the box and go back home and know that you voted to put Stevenson and Sparkman in and that you were going to elect a Democratic governor in Missouri and a Democratic Congress that will keep this country on an even keel for another 4 years, and you can go home and sleep all right that night. Unless you want to stay up and listen to returns. Now, I've got with me what I consider my greatest asset.